This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so glad you guys are here with me now in this now moment, celebrating another beautiful, amazing day to live on this planet, to love God, love people, and just be me, just be you. I'm so glad you decided to join me today, guys and gals. So, it's interesting because, there's so many things stirring up in me this hour that I really want to talk about and explain, and I just really want to. But, I want to save those for a different date if I could. And today I thought, we're on the week of Thanksgiving, and let's just go ahead and go there today. Can we? Can we just go today on what this holiday here in America really does for us? It sort of brings us to this place of bringing us down to earth again, making us know what it's like to be centered again in the power of love, centered again in the power of grace, centered in this power of just, Lord, I thank you. Hey, Mom, I thank you. Hey, my best friend, I thank you. Thank you for being there for me through the good, bad, and ugly. Hey, wife, husband, thank you for being loyal to me. Thank you for always protecting me. Thank you for always covering me when I mess up. Hey, God, thank you that sometimes I might not be perfect and sometimes I mess up, but thank you for always being there for me, God, and just continuing to forgive me. Thank you, God, for lifting me up. Thank you, best friend, for always lifting me up when I'm down or make a mistake, It's really a great week, not even just to find ourselves saying, I'm just grateful, I'm thankful, but call out people to yourself. Call out people. In fact, what I would encourage you to do? My pastor last week did something really tremendous, and he said, I'm going to hand out a thank you note with a little envelope. He said, I want everyone to just find something and someone in your life that you know was just good to you, someone that maybe you haven't spoken with a long time, someone who just did some good deed for you. Just write a thank you note and say, hey, you didn't know this, but I thank you for being on this planet, or I thank you for what you've done for me, back in the day, or tomorrow, or what you're going to do for me, or what you did yesterday, and just send it to them in the mail. And I thought that was an amazing thing. That was part of the Thanksgiving sermon for the week. And I thought about that, and I thought, we are so quick to say, yes, thank you, God, for everything. But, that really doesn't call out details, does it? I mean, one of the things that really struck my heart this week was, let's get into details. Let's get into details. What if we took this week and brought out some details and said, hey, Sarah, thank you for taking up for me at work. Hey, Larry, thank you for buying me lunch last week when I didn't have a dime to my name. Hey, Mom, thank you for always teaching me love and not hate. Hey, Dad, thank you for maybe that one time you had off of work and you wanted to spend the day with me. I just want to say thank you. It meant a lot to me. Hey, God, thank you for all the details in my life that you did for me, God, and you continue to do for me. It might take a long time to count them, but Lord, thank you for just being loving to me. I want to take this week for all of you to really think about this. And let's not be so general. Let's not be, oh, I thank you for so many things. Call somebody up. I'm serious. Call somebody up right now and just say, hey, God, who's someone in my life that you can put on my heart that I know really was there for me? Or maybe just did a small thing. Here's the thing I've realized. It's not about, hey, thank you, Sarah, for giving me $3,000, or thank you for this new car, God, that I got last week, or something, let's say, maybe so materialistic. Let's focus on something like, hey, Julie, when you passed me in the hall at work, you just smiled at me. That made my day. It's things like that. It's the small things. One thing I love about the kingdom of God is where God said, be faithful in the small things before you're made faithful and rule over many things. And that speaks volumes to me because I'm always thankful, for my amazing social media director that I just love dearly, just a precious woman and friend, and just always keeping me on my toes to not forget to do the podcast and not forget, to do this and not forget to do that. I mean, what a blessing. I mean, you know, it's almost like, Lord, you put her in my life because, for many reasons, but just to be there and care and love for a ministry, but also care and love for me to keep an eye on me, you know, keep me in line. And I love that about her. She's precious. And, you know, and my friends and my pastor, well, I couldn't ask for a better church. And so many people in my lives, my editors who work for me full time as well, that are just got a heart of gold and really know my heart to keep an eye on me and always say, hey, I got to pull the reins back a little bit too far, Jeremy, or explain this part of this in your book, you know. It's things like that, folks, that might seem like the small things, but trust me when I say this, those thankful small things that you're going to really give thanks for, they are big things. They're bigger than what you think. People who keep an eye on you, people who work for you, people who maybe you work for, it's those small things that are going to make large impacts in your life one day, because it's like throwing a pebble into the ocean or the lake. They get big ripples and they get bigger and bigger. These small things that people do for us, they're a lot bigger than you think. And so I want to tell you today, folks, you know, so I just want to say this to everyone that's in my life, my amazing team. I don't like the word staff so much, but my amazing team. You know, I would say this to every one of them that I know are listening today, and that is this. I wouldn't be where I am today if it hadn't been for you guys. I wouldn't think the way I do if it hadn't been for you guys. Keeping me on my toes, always keeping me accountable, always throwing ideas at me, never afraid to say, hey, I don't know if I really feel this is the best thing you should do. And I love that about my team. I really do. They're God-given and they have my back. And I have theirs as well. And I want to tell every one of you, our listening audience, you know what? You might think, well, I'm just a listener. You don't know my name, Jeremy. Let me tell you something. It's you who helped make me. It's you who you send your energy, your vibes, your prayers, your finances, your just smiles that maybe I might feel tomorrow and not really realize who I'm feeling it from. Let me tell you something. You all are a heart of gold. Every one of you truly have a heart of gold. And I don't have to know you to know that. I can see on social media, on our social media platforms, I can see your smiles, your comments, your hearts, your likes. Some of you out there, I could call out by name and say you are always liking every post that we post, and that to me is a heart of gold. That support, it's faithfulness, it's loyalty, and for that I want to say thank you. So today, this week, folks, every one of you, think of somebody. And don't think, well, they know it from me. Nah, you know what? It's not about knowing. It's almost like saying, my wife, she knows I love her. I don't ever have to send her flowers. I don't have to tell her I love her. Yes, you do. Love is an action. It's a verb. And I want to say this week to each one of you, take that love and put it into action. Make it a verb, because it's a verb. Let it flow off your heart. Don't be afraid to say, hey, you know what? They know it, but they deserve a phone call. They deserve a text for me to tell them, 101, thank you for doing this in my life. You have changed my life, which changes my whole outlook on life, and it changes my world. So today, folks, be thankful. Today, be grateful. Every person, every enemy, every hater, every lover, every friendly person in my life, they made me. Every person that's ever crossed your path in your life, even you might say, that person's my enemy. They turned their back on me years ago. You know what I've realized in my life? If somebody turns their back on you, that means somebody's front you're going to see. So when you see the back of somebody's head, trust me, you're about to see somebody's face right after that. It's like saying, with every death certificate comes a birth certificate. They come hand in hand. Because every time behind death or rejection comes a life and acceptance every single time. And it's all according to how you want to look at it. If you want to see the glass half full or half empty, you know what? The choice is yours. You have that option. And so today, folks, remember, thank God for everything. Sometimes it might be good to sort of look up that person and say, hey, you remember that time you turned your back on me? You remember that time that, you know, you walked out of my life? I want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you for that. Really? You want to thank me for that? Yeah, I do. Because you showed me what I didn't maybe need in my life, and you showed me what I need. You showed me my value by you not even seeing my value at the time. But you caused me to turn my heart into seeing me for who I really am, and knowing that maybe I needed to see that I needed to be honored, and you didn't have it in you to give me. And I thank you for that. Because if I can't see it about myself, I won't be able to see it in other people. So thank you for that. I've realized in my life, folks, that really, are there really friends? I mean, are there really enemies and friendships? Because everybody in your entire world that God graces to step into your sphere of influence, into your circle of your life, but they're for reasons. Sometimes you need to learn from them and move on, right? And sometimes you need to sort of look at them, examine and say, huh, you know what? I don't know what you're doing to me, but you're doing something in me. And it's going to make me a better person. Or I awakened from the thing you couldn't see about me that was great. Folks, let me tell you something. I've learned in my life, life is a hard road at times, but there's not one person in my life who didn't like me or who loved me, who rejected me or put their arms around me, that I don't say today in 2021 and this Thanksgiving of, we'll say November 25th, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, you made me who I am today. And you made me learn to love more, even through your hate. And even your love towards me just pushed me further to love even more. So today, folks, listen to me. Thank God for everything. Thank God for your life. Your life is spectacular. It's beautiful. You might not see it right now, but joy comes in the morning. Tomorrow, trust me, you'll start awakening a little bit more to see a little bit more what you couldn't see today. So today, here's your assignment this week. Call somebody. Text somebody. Not just your spouse. That's great and wonderful. But find somebody who you think maybe did was one thing that you just in passing you saw, but it touched you. Write them, call them, email them, text them, snail mail, whatever you got to do. Let them know thank you, because they might need it. They might be holding on today to that one thank you, and it could save a life. Trust me, I know many people who said, I was on the verge of suicide, and this one guy, this one friend of mine I haven't spoken to in years called me and said, I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to tell you, you know, that I loved our journey together. I loved the time we went out to dinner. And literally, I had that one person say, that one thing alone caused me to rethink suicide. Folks, you never know what people need. You never know that a smile or a squint or, you know, or just a, you know, a touch on the back, pat on the back, you never know what that does to people. Take today, take some time, be in your now moment, and just say thank you to people. I love every one of you. Have a blessed, amazing, wonderful Thanksgiving. And if you don't live in America where you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, hey, you can be participators with us as well. I always say, I'm not American, I'm kingdom. Everybody's welcome at the table of God. So today, you enjoy your Thanksgiving if you're in a different country, and even just join with me to say thank you. Find that person to say thank you in your own language and do it today. Love every one of you. And as always, folks, take today. If you don't like your day, if you don't like your life, change it today. Restructure your thoughts to say, God, I choose today to love. I choose today to change the way things have been going on today. And trust me, folks, your day will be shifted within moments, minutes, and hours to be better for you. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.